Consider Working Elsewhere, Meta Lays Down the Law to Woke Crybaby Leftists. By Lucas Nolan on February 14, 2025. Andrew Bosworth, the notoriously progressive CTO for Mark Zuckerberg's Meta, has told the company's workforce of crybaby leftists to either adapt to the company's new policies or consider working elsewhere. When faced with whining by employees saying Meta cutting DEI programs and removing tampons from men's restrooms are a slap in the face, Bosworth retorted, "You should quit if you feel that way, I mean it." Business Insider reports that in a recent exchange on Meta's internal workplace forum, Chief Technology Officer Andrew Bosworth faced criticism from employees regarding the company's policy changes and their impact on the LGBT community. The discussion, which took place in the Let's Fix Meta group with nearly 12,000 members, highlighted growing internal dissent and concerns over the company's direction. The conversation was sparked by Bosworth sharing an article about CEO Mark Zuckerberg's comments during an all-hands meeting on January 30. In his post, Bosworth expressed disappointment over the leaked audio from the meeting, stating that it justified the company's decision to change the format of its Q&A sessions to crack down on leaks. One employee commented on the post, criticizing the company's recent actions, including removing tampons from men's restrooms, slashing DEI programs, and limiting free speech internally. In response, Bosworth took a firm stance, stating, "If your view is everyone has to like all the policies we have and if they don't it is appropriate to leak, then I think you should consider working elsewhere." Another employee agreed that leaking was unproductive but expressed concern over the treatment of employees, describing the situation as a slap in the face. Bosworth replied, "You should quit if you feel that way. I mean it," and expressed confusion at the suggestion that employees were being mistreated. He added that if employees disagreed with the policy changes, they could either leave or disagree and commit. The exchange highlighted the growing tension within Meta as employees grapple with recent policy changes and content moderation decisions. Several employees expressed concern over what they perceived as leadership silence on transphobic/homophobic policies and questioned where they could voice criticism if internal discussions were discouraged. Read more at Business Insider here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.